have a chance to know whether or not you could have made it happen. But if you could stay in there, and what can keep you in there? What can get you up off the canvas? As long as I'm in the ring, it's possible I can get one lick in that can make the difference. And we looked at the peanut. The example, over 300 uses of a peanut that we know of: plastic, powder, perfume, cardboard, ice cream, that George Washington Carver used. And we use this as an example to remind us that we have a wide range of options in our lives, and that every time that lower part of us tells us that we can't do it and try and limit us, we must remember this peanut. Because it's something, an inanimate object, non-feeling, non-thinking, if there are that many uses for it that we know of, 300, what are the possibilities for a thinking, feeling human being? So where do we go now? How do we go to the next step? And building a foundation that will enable us to create what we want, that will give us some major breakthroughs. Here's what I think one of the keys that will begin to unlock things to us. See, I think there are three kinds of people. They're winners, people that know who they are, know what they want, know their potential, know what the possibilities for their lives, and they go out and they take life on. And then there are far more other people, and those are the losers in life. They don't know who they are. They've set themselves up to be losers. Circumstances, events, various experiences have shaped this image of themselves. They draw hard times and bad luck to themselves. They feel that it's hopeless and no sense in trying to change it. But then there's another group, and that's who you are. I think you're in this group. And this group are winners who have not discovered the keys that will enable them to unlock some new opportunities for themselves, some new experiences for themselves. These are people who they're winners. They know that they are, but they're out of alignment. They're out of sync with themselves. They just need some twerking, just need some coaching, just need to make some adjustments here and there, just need to be given an opportunity, just need a little help, a little assistance, and often they're gone. How can you identify these people? Because these people who are winners, who have not discovered the keys that will enable them to tap into their greatness, they're always searching. They're brave. Stormy weather, icy streets, sleet and rain to get there. The weather forecast might say it's miserable outside. Driving is hazardous, but these strange people, this strange breed, they'll get all bundled up. And something in them say, they ain't talking to me. These people always seeking, going to seminars, going to workshops, reading books, asking questions, trying to find some answers to their lives. These people have what Howard Thurman calls in one of his books entitled, "Deep is the Hunger." That these people have a deep hunger for a new life. These people, deep down in their souls, they say, God, there's got to be more. This cannot be it for my life. These people, their relatives and their friends look at them weird. They think they're strange. What's wrong with you? Why can't you be satisfied with what you've got? Why do you have to have that? Why can't you just settle down? Why do you have to do this? They don't understand. They don't understand. Why would you go out there in this kind of weather? They don't understand. They don't understand. There's a deep hunger that must be fed. So, some of us know our dreams. Some of us know our purpose. And a lot of us don't. What do you do, Les? What do you